In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, whatever there is in the heavens glorifies Allah, and whatever there is in the earth, to Him belongs all sovereignty, and to Him belongs all praise, and He has power over all things. It is He who created you, then some of you are faithless, and some of you are faithful, and Allah sees best what you do. He created the heavens and the earth with the truth, and He formed you and perfected your forms, and toward Him is the destination. He knows whatever there is in the heavens and the earth, and He knows whatever you hide and whatever you disclose, and Allah knows best what is in the breasts. Has there not come to you the account of those who were faithless before? They tasted the evil consequences of their conduct, and there is a painful punishment for them. That was because their apostles used to bring them manifest proofs. But they said, "Shall humans be our guides?" So they disbelieved and turned away, and Allah was in no need of their faith, and Allah is all-sufficient, all-laudable. The faithless claim that they will not be resurrected. Say, "Yes, by my Lord, you will surely be resurrected. Then you will surely be informed of what you did, and that is easy for Allah." So have faith in Allah and His Apostle, and the light which we have sent down, and Allah is well aware of what you do. The day when He will gather you for the day of gathering, that will be a day of dispossession. And whoever has faith in Allah and acts righteously, He shall absolve him of his misdeeds, and admit him into gardens with streams running in them, to remain in them forever. That is the great success. But as for those who are faithless and deny our signs, they shall be the inmates of the fire, to remain in it forever, and it is an evil destination. No affliction visits anyone except by Allah's leave. Whoever has faith in Allah, He guides his heart, and Allah has knowledge of all things. Obey Allah and obey the Apostle, but if you turn away, then our Apostle's duty is only to communicate in clear terms. Allah, there is no God except Him, and Allah let all the faithful put their trust. O you who have faith, indeed, among your spouses and children, you have enemies, so beware of them. And if you excuse, forbear, and forgive, then Allah is indeed all-forgiving, all-merciful. Rather, your possessions and children are a trial, and Allah, with Him, is a great reward. So be wary of Allah as far as you can, and listen and obey, and spend in the way of Allah. That is better for yourselves. Those who are saved from their own greed, it is they who are the felicitous. If you lend Allah a good loan, He shall multiply it for you and forgive you, and Allah is all appreciative, all forbearing. Knower of the sensible and the unseen, the Almighty, the All-Wise.